Blizzard's Aftermath. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A blizzard in western New York over the weekend, responsible for at least 28 deaths. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown discusses the looting situation that has arisen.
They're just looting items that they want. So these aren't even people in distress. These are people that are taking advantage of a natural disaster and the suffering of many in our community to take what they want from retailers.
Southwest Airlines dealing with major fallout due to an excessive number of cancellations and flight delays. Fox's Jill Nato has details.
The Transportation Department said late Monday the large number of disruptions for Southwest is going to come under scrutiny. The department said they'll be examining the large number of delays and cancellations in recent days, calling them disproportionate and unacceptable. The feds also say they're concerned about the airline's failure to properly support customers dealing with disruptions. Southwest canceled about 2,900 flights on Monday. That's roughly 70% of their total.
Russia-China military drills coming to an end after nearly a week in the East China Sea.
Russia's defense ministry said the main goal of the drills is to strengthen the two countries' naval cooperation and maintain peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. The U.S. Naval Institute says China and Russia have been conducting joint military exercises since 2003, and most recently they've increased, as China has not condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Earlier this year, the country's leaders signed a statement saying their friendship has no limits.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Russian military says it shot down a Ukrainian drone near an airbase deep inside Russia. The second time in a month, the facility was targeted, the debris killing three servicemen. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A man makes racist comments to two Asian Americans at a California In-N-Out restaurant. Henry Lee with Fox TV affiliate KTVU in San Francisco has more.
A suspect under arrest after being caught on camera making racist and homophobic remarks. Irene Kim and her friend were eating and recording themselves at the In-N-Out Burger in San Ramon.
Wait, have you had a light grill fry before?
What is a light grill fry?
Okay,
it's crazy. You guys filming yourself eating?
Yeah.
You're weird, homosexual. Yeah.
The man kept on talking to them and made racist remarks on Christmas Eve. And then things took an even more sinister turn. Kim says the man left the restaurant but kept on staring at them through the window.
It was honestly like a scene out of a horror movie.
Police say 40-year-old Jordan Craw of Denver has been arrested on suspicion of a hate crime.
A University of Idaho professor filing a lawsuit against TikTok user Ashley Gillard for making accusations that she ordered the murders of four students last month. Fox's Alexis McAdams has the story.
Police don't have a suspect in Moscow, Idaho, but a wannabe TikTok detective think she does, blaming this tragedy on a University of Idaho professor. Ashley Gillard has posted several videos on TikTok blaming the University of Idaho professor for these horrific unsolved quadruple murders. Gillard is accusing Professor Rebecca Schofield for ordering the murders and having an affair with one of the victims. Now, Schofield is fighting back, suing the TikToker for posting what she says is all lies and false statements. Gillard's false TikToks have really damaged Professor Schofield's reputation. She fears for her life and for the lives of her family members.
New York police officials say 35-year-old Roland Codrington of Manhattan was charged Sunday for the random knife attacks that left two men dead. One was a pediatrician who was killed in a Manhattan park, and the other had just left a bar in the East Village. Officials say they are looking to see if Codrington committed other random attacks. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.